My day started with a small, half-hearted prayer and low expectations. It felt safe that way. Certainly less room for disappointment if things didn't work out. I had already learned life sometimes through painful, unexpected curveballs that destroyed dreams. Some dreams shattered so completely that all of my church activities, Bible study groups, good intentions, and hard work couldn't put them back together again. I longed for God's favor in my life, but it felt elusive. And even if I ever really found it, I still knew some of my idyllic life plans were gone forever. I was a proper Southern girl with proper Southern dreams. My grand life story, first designed when my young heart brimmed with confidence and hope, held four vital pieces. 1, I would be a valued employee in a respected job. 2, I would be an outstanding wife, a cheerleader and support to my successful husband, who would lavishly return my devotion. 3, I would be that best mom ever, showering love over my adoring children. 4, we would all sit together in church, the polished, perfect family. My husband would gently hold my hand or put his arm around me as we received our weekly experience of God. Then we'd head home to go four-wheeling or fishing or to ride horses. Of course, during the week, we'd all drive back to church in our Suburban to attend small group Bible studies and youth activities. My grand life story included plenty of God activities scheduled into all the suitable places.